Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And quite happy to welcome back a friend to the station. Levi Damian covers the Raiders inside and out for Silver and Black Pride. And Levi, did you make the trip down to Old Mexico?
Oh, no, I didn't make it down to Mexico. Initially, when they scheduled it, I'd hoped I'd get down there, but it just didn't happen.
All right, I was going to ask you some stuff about that, but that's in the past. Let's move forward. Before we get to today's game, though, we hear the news, the keyword framework coming out of Oakland City Hall, Ronnie Lott, and the Silicon Valley investors. Mark did what he had to do. He had to tell Vegas, don't worry, I'm still with you guys. Is this just a pie in the sky, a little too little too late? Is this something to sink our teeth into, or is it all sort of nebulous at this point?
I don't think it's pie in the sky. I do believe Mark Davis when he said he's focused on Las Vegas at this point. But I think the whole purpose of them coming up with this framework and pushing for this deal is more for the other owners, because the next step is the owners approving it. So if they can get the owners to look at this deal and say, hey, there's something viable going on in Oakland, and we know that the commissioner wants the Raiders to stay in Oakland. If they can put something viable on the table, then that it's supposed to play into whether they're allowed to relocate, the good faith effort to stay. And when they were talking about moving to L.A., there wasn't a viable deal on the table. So, of course, they were approved to leave. But if they can put something together, that could be a strong, detractor in the league allowing them to leave Oakland.
And we heard rumors today that Spanos is now looking at L.A., but that he's looking to play in Carson, where the galaxy of Major League Soccer plays, which is really weird. If that happened, would that sort of take L.A. off the table and out of Mark Davis's pocket, even if he doesn't go to Kroenke's new stadium?
I think it would. I find it really difficult to to believe that Spinals would actually be able to play anywhere but Inglewood. I could see maybe him playing in down in Carson temporarily until the new stadium's open, but I can't imagine them opening I can't imagine the league allowing that for them to go and play in that area there by himself and everything, especially with that new stadium. You know that Goodell wants them to share that stadium that was in the original deal for them, him to opt into that stadium situation. And there's just no way they're going to allow three teams into the L.A. market.
One more question for you concerning off the field, and a lot of people are asking me about Alden Smith. I think it's weird that the commissioner had a 60-day window to get to it. We're hearing that it might finally be addressed this coming week. He did the crime, he did his time. So what do you think's going on? Why isn't he back on the team right now?
Well, it has to be that video that was released that I think they're pretty sure it was him. And then the fact that he got into rehab right away kind of tells you that was the situation. And honestly, Goodell can't really just act like that didn't happen and just proceed normally. He has to has to do what he's doing, and that is to add on to the 1-year suspension he initially had, because that was part of the original deal. And just as of next Friday, he's supposed to render his verdict, if you will, and that could be to reinstate him immediately. It could be to say, going to give him a couple more weeks or something like that. I mean, usually he likes to do things in even numbers, so I figured it would happen this week. That he would be reinstated or possibly another couple of weeks. So we'll find out Friday.
Rick Tittle with Levi Damian, Levi writer for Silver and Black Pride, also editor We have a couple of new backers with some guys banged up, Riley and Calhoun, Terrell Adams and James Couser. We know about James Couser. We know what he did in college, and we know that he's been hanging around. But tell us a little more about Terrell Adams, please.
Oh, man. I mean, I don't really know anything about Terrell Adams, honestly. I haven't really seen him. I haven't seen him play. I mean, he's one of those guys that's just like, oh, that's right. They signed that guy to the practice squad. That's about my knowledge on him.
All right, fair enough. You know, it's funny because I was talking about, and you were there too, when we were at rookie minicamp and seeing Richard, and, you know, of course, not one of the guys we were looking at. We were all kind of looking at Washington at running back. But at this point of the season, when you look, and not just in special teams, but when you look at just carries and spelling Murray, that Richard has definitely moved ahead of Washington in the pecking order as far as amount of carries, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I saw early on that Richard seemed to be actually making some, you know, making his presence known a little bit more. Even when Washington was getting more carries, and it's just, I mean, obviously they wanted Washington to be the guy because they drafted him, but Richard has done nothing but earn his way into the good graces of this coaching staff. He wasn't even a priority free agent. He was a tryout guy. He made the team as a tryout guy. He did nothing but impress all through the off-season training camp. I said really early on that as good a hand as DeAndre Washington has, Jalen Richard probably has even better hands. He's a fantastic receiver, and he just he makes these big cuts that DeAndre Washington has a tendency to, they're very similar, but one thing I always saw DeAndre Washington had a little bit of problem with is he dances just a little bit too much. And Jalen Richard doesn't do that quite as much. He'll make one, maybe two big cuts, and then he'll take it upfield. And he can pack a lot of punch in that little body of his, and it's paying off. And the coaches like what they see.
Speaking of great hands, Luke Kuechly might have the best hands of any linebacker, just a fantastic player, and we know that he's out, concussion protocol. Their defensive end Mario Addison is out, so you think the Raiders would run a lot, especially you know, only 30 yards in Mexico City. It kind of got shut down, but who knew that throwing to the backs out of the backfield, 11 catches for 199 yards. Is that something where, you know, you look, because I had asked Del Rio about it, that wasn't in the original plan, where they would make the adjustment at halftime, something that Dennis Allen would never do. I mean, how many times were the Raiders in games at the half, and then in this, it's kind of like the Niners now. They're in the game and that halftime, and in the second half, they get blown out. So how would you, if you're Musgrave, approach this with an offensive scheme?
Well, you have to go to the air in a game like this. That's where they're most vulnerable. They lost Josh Norman in the offseason. They haven't been able to replace him. They have a 28th-ranked pass defense. And losing Kuechly, as you mentioned, he's great in coverage. He could be the best coverage linebacker in the league, certainly if you look at his all-around game. And they run that Tampa 2, and he is the key to that. He's the absolute key to that, the success of that. I could see them really focusing on taking those deep shots in the slot and whatnot without him in there. And also without Addison there to offer pass, what he does with the pass rush. He was their leading sack artist, especially in the last few games. It's really stepped up. It signals some good game through the air. And obviously, you know, as they say, like Al Davis used to say, you throw it deep and then you run it down their throat. That's opening up that being able to throw it deep, but to be able to open up a few running lanes as well, which is where their strong point is. They have a really good defensive line. So it's like you focus. They're going after them the same way they're going after the Broncos, but the inverse, because they went after the Broncos' weak run defense and stayed away from throwing over the top. And you just flip that; they just go toward the weakness. And you said it yourself: if what they're doing isn't working perfectly, they've been very good at that the halftime adjustment thing, which is a real breath of fresh air. That used to be a real problem for them, being able to make that halftime adjustment. The third quarter was bane for the Raiders team, and it isn't.
Just a couple more questions for you. Contrast that with the approach that Carolina is going to take on the Raider defense, and we know that a problem they had last year and a problem that's coming back this year is the inability to guard tight ends. And you look at Olsen, you have probably the best in the business. So would you think Ken Norton is going to be doing a lot of double teaming, a lot of chipping and things like that?
Well, I would hope so. After what Clowney did to them last week, that they would try to make sure that they double team the guys they needed to double team, because they still have a pretty formidable defense even without the guys they had in there. But you can't. There's only so much you can do against Greg Olsen. He's an All-Pro tight end, and if you focus too much on him, you take the attention off of a guy like Cam Newton, who can make things happen on the ground with his legs, and they have a pretty good receiving core all together. I think it might just unfortunately be just like Greg Olsen going to get his, and then you just try to stop him otherwise. Stop him everywhere else, make sure that let the offense do its thing. And they've been looking for that guy that they can match up. So, and Carl Joseph hopefully can do it a bit in this game, match up and defend some passes to the tight end. And you just can't devote all your attention to just covering one guy in the defense. Not with an offense like this.
Yeah, finally, Levi, if we spoke at the Super Bowl in January and I said, geez, when the Raiders meet Carolina and the reigning MVP, the Raiders coming off a 7-9 season, even though we knew they're going the right direction, that the Raiders would be favorites, would you have believed me?
No, I definitely would not. I had them losing. Definitely, this is one of the games I had them losing. If you looked at the strength of schedule situation with the Raiders, how they had the easiest schedule in the first half and the hardest schedule in the second half, a big portion of that was facing a 15-1 Panthers team. and they've, you know, like I mentioned, Cam Newton with the fact that he can make things happen with his feet. That's another problem they always had, being able to keep that quarterback in the pocket. Now they may not have a lot of sacks this year, but they're among the one or two in hits on the quarterback, which tells you that they're getting pressure, they're getting in there somewhere, and they're doing a good job of containment. And they need to keep doing that against a guy like Cam Newton, because they're trying to dial up a few more blitzes and things like that. And you know, without the center, they're going to be a little more vulnerable without their starting center Khalil in there. A little more vulnerable to the blitzes. But if Cam Newton get by that blitzing man and find open field, they could be in trouble. And that's how he became the MVP last year, not just because of his ability to run, but his ability to be elusive and then find his receivers downfield once he gets free of that pressure.
No doubt, you write off the MVP at your peril. We know how talented Cam Newton is. That's Levi Damian on his way to the game. You can follow him on Twitter at Levi Damian. It's Damien, the editor and lead writer for Silver and Black Pride. Levi, I'll see you out there, man. Thanks for your time.
All right, see you in a few.
All right, that's Levi. Wing walk.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.